From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up inside the White House press room, a delicate dance around the president's friend and advisor, Karl Rove. First, the lead to Britain, where politicians, police, and community leaders are dealing with revelations that at least three of the four prime suspects in last week's London bombings were British-born Muslims of Pakistani origin. They came from northern England, in and around the city of Leeds, where the BBC has been talking to locals.
Just shocked. I think still in shock at the moment. Most of the areas.
It's unbelievable.
It's
really.
Unbelievable. Still in shock. Don't know what to believe, really, to be honest.
The BBC's Mark Saxby joins us now from the Burley neighborhood in Leeds, where police conducted raids yesterday. Mark Saxby, what can you tell us about these men, these prime suspects?
Well, three men have been identified as being the bombers who struck in London last Thursday. One of them is called Shahzad Tanwi. He's 23, was born in Bradford and lived all his life in the Beeston area of Leeds. His father was born in Pakistan and owns a fish and chip shop. And the second one is a 19-year-old. His name's Hasib Hussain. And it was his disappearance on the day of the attacks which provided one of the vital clues which led police to Leeds. He was reported missing by his mother at about 10 o'clock at night on Thursday. The third man is called Mohammed Sadiq Khan. He comes from Dewsbury, a town outside Leeds. He's a 30-year-old man of Pakistani origin. He was married to a lady called Hasina, and they had a baby girl, thought to be around 8 months old.
And what about the fourth suspect? Any word on him?
Well, all we know about the fourth suspect so far is that he also comes from the same area, from West Yorkshire. But in terms of a name and who he is so far, we don't know that information yet. We do. There are talk of three of the bombers being British-born, and one of them is possibly not British-born.
Have you been able to speak to any of the families of these suspects?
Yes, we've been speaking to the uncle of Shahzad Tanwi, the 23-year-old. His uncle, Bashir Ahmed, told us about his nephew, and he said that he'd been religious for some time, but he'd never talked about paradise, that he thought he was going to London last Thursday for some religious event, and they thought he'd been a victim in the terrorist attack. Apparently also he went to Pakistan for a period of time. He'd also been to Afghanistan, but he thought that when he went to Pakistan he was just to improve his reading of the Quran. And he just says they are in total shock, the family's in total shock, and he said, we've lost everything.
How about these raids yesterday that police carried out? They turned up some high-quality explosives. Do you have more on that?
Well, they went to four. In fact, they had six raids altogether. They went to four houses. The first house was in an area of Leeds called Beeston, just a normal terrace, three floors with some conifers in front, window baskets. Looks a totally ordinary house. And then later on in the morning, about 11:30 yesterday morning, police came to the area, which I'm in now in Burley, and they cordoned off a house here. Carried out a controlled explosion. This area here is where they think the bombs were made.
When you say this is an ordinary neighborhood, is it socially isolated from the rest of Leeds, or are people just leading completely ordinary lives here, and it turns out there's a bomb factory next door?
Well, Leeds is a very multicultural city where Muslims and Hindus and British-born people all live together. So they're very surprised that the terrorists have come from their areas of Leeds.
I wonder if they aren't concerned, that is, that maybe there's going to be some kind of backlash directed against their neighborhood.
They were very concerned about backlash. They were very concerned that Muslims might be attacked. There have been a number of attacks on mosques around Britain, already one in Bradford, the neighboring city of Bradford, and one in Leeds itself, where just minor attacks. But there are fears that this could lead to more, especially now we know that these men who committed the crimes in London were suicide bombers.
The BBC's Mark Saxby speaking with us from Leeds. Mark, thank you.
Thank you.